This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz with Morning Devotions. One of the areas of my life I regret is not having more confidence. As a child and a teenager, I was very shy, preferring to step back and mingle with the crowd. I just lacked the confidence to step forward. And that was hard, seeing that I went to a private boarding school with high expectations of its students. Today, I'm much better, but I still need to work on it. How do you cope with your level of personal confidence? Self-confidence can be defined as a belief in your own ability and maintaining a sense of competence. On the other hand, low self-confidence can be defined as a lack of faith in your own abilities and competence. And that's where, quite frankly, the problem often lies. At high school, I was made the cricket scorer because I was scared of being hit by the cricket ball. I lacked the confidence in my own ability to play cricket. I think everyone experiences a lack of confidence from time to time. Have you ever had those days where nothing seems to go right? You spill your morning coffee, you're late for an important meeting, you come home and find you've locked yourself out, you need to climb through a window, something, you know, unusual like that. It feels like one thing after another, and by the end of the day, you can't help but toss your hands up in defeat. It's those days that you feel less confident and questioning your own self-worth. This can be quite a complicated business. A lack of confidence can look very different for different people, depending on the circumstances. Some people lack confidence in their personal appearance. Others lack their ability to speak up, voice their own opinions, or they say, I've got no abilities. And of course, no one is confident all the time. It's totally normal to feel less than stellar every once in a while. But what happens when you begin to doubt yourself all the time? You second guess your decisions. You don't want to take any actions and feel uncomfortable. When a lack of confidence spins out of control, it can really affect your quality of life. And knowing where your doubts and fears come from is the first step in reclaiming the power that's naturally yours. After all, how can you find fulfillment if you're unsure every second of the day? Have you ever been in a meeting, you've had a good idea, but you felt hesitant to share it, or you've pulled away from something that would have been good, like a good friendship or a feeling of security that's not yours? And so, as I said before, our shyness, our fears can hold us back and keep us from achieving our full potential. It's hard when we see others who are able to handle situations like public speaking or approaching others calmly. We wish we could be like that. But if we don't see these qualities in ourselves, it can be hard to believe that we can ever develop them and be as good as others. Confidence, you know, is not a feeling, it's a belief. It's the belief and affirmation that you're valuable, that you're worthwhile, you're capable, and with some optimism added in to help you to be certain of your abilities. So do you have a negative view of yourself? Your value as a person is not defined in what the world says you are. God created you in his own image, and he wants you to value yourself in the way he sees you. God is a God of immense love and mercy. He knows our faults. There is Christian confidence that helps us a great deal. I like to call it God confidence. Put your trust in him, not yourself. A lady by the name of Renee Swope says that self-confidence has limited potential, but God confidence has unlimited possibility. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, the Bible says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." There is a peace and comfort that God gives that the most loving mother could never give. So put your confidence in him. Even a close friend can say things about you that can bring your confidence down, but that's why God is really your best confidence. He never fails. So is there anything too hard for God? God can do more for you in 1 second than you can do in a lifetime. Get closer to him in his presence and seek him. He will deliver you because God has always been my confidence when there were small doubts. Get to know him and your trust in him will increase. Spend time with him, because when you're confident in the Lord, you'll be confident in other areas of your life. Why don't you write down this Bible verse? It's Jeremiah 17, verse 7. The man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. Heavenly Father, I do admit that confidence can be a problem, but with you, as we trust you, we can be super confident, not in ourselves, but in your ability to help me every day. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.